Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get a look at what is trending.
Buffalo Bills are trending. A pair of offensive leader for the Bills named to the NFL Pro Bowl once again. NFL announcing yesterday, Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins have been named to the roster for the 2025 Pro Bowl games. Those occur a week before the Super Bowl, and those happen in Orlando, Florida. It's changed over the last few years with the Pro Bowl as to what it is. It used to be not meaningful, but it used to be a game. Now it's more flag football. Obviously, you don't want people getting hurt. You don't want injuries on that. Josh Allen talking about all the consecutive starts, not Pro Bowl, but just, you know, regular football. They got a game this weekend.
We're not close to anywhere near that record. It's a long ways away. But kind of the old adage about golf, like if you want to birdie them all, you got to birdie the first, right? So, I don't know, it's something that means a lot to me of just making sure that I've been available, playing through things throughout the year and throughout the years, I should say. It means a lot to me, so I'm glad I get to start.
We'll get some action this weekend. I don't think he plays the whole game, but that consecutive starts thing is a talking point. Joe Andreessen is a talking point as well.
You know, you're never sure where it's going to go. And so in Joe's case, look what it's led to. And I think some people thought early on it was nice PR thing, right? And that's certainly been cool, I would say, for Joe, for our team, for the city. You hear it when he makes a tackle the other day in the game. the crowd loves it, right? So
yeah.
The PA announcer loves it too. So it's cool. But Joe's earned every last piece of it. He'll play quite a bit this week, and I'm excited to watch him. I really am. He's a good football player.
More from Buffalo Joe.
Ooh, I think I've learned that the NFL season is very long. That's the first thing. And we have a great support staff here that has helped all the rookies kind of through that. The rookie season, you know, they call it the rookie wall here. And it can be long at times. And, you know, you do learn some stuff about you. You have some ups and downs. You know, some days you don't want to come in the building. But I think you just have to kind of remain grateful. You know, you're living the dream that you were thinking about as a kid. And, you know, this has been great. I think, you know, the big thing is the Super Bowl that everyone, you know, wants. So just trying to make that push at the end here.
Yeah. Trying to make
that
push.
The rookie wall.
The rookie wall is a real thing. And he's explaining that. Buffalo Joe will be part of the action this weekend. Bills playing Sunday, 1 o'clock on the road, taking on the Patriots. That's the final regular scheduled season game that happens 1 o'clock on Sunday. Sabres were skating last night. They lost 5-6 in overtime. They were leading 3-0. And whatever happened, the skates fell off the ice. I'm not sure what the term would be here, but they blew another huge lead to Colorado and lose 6-5 in overtime. So, yeah.
Poor Lindy.
That's two in a row. If Siri has ever been activated on your Apple device without your consent, you may soon be eligible to receive part of a proposed settlement that the company has agreed to this week.
Yeah, she has.
So Somewhere along the new year, Apple agreed to the settlement, $95 million settlement. Probably a drop in the bucket for this ginormous company. Court filings show preliminary settlement was submitted on Tuesday in a federal court in Oakland, California. Now awaiting approval by a U.S. district judge. The heart of the matter is your phone, which you know your phone listens to everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody discovered that somebody at Apple headquarters had listened to conversations, maybe many of them, by just regular folk. So you could literally listen to what's going on in the room of people that have an Apple device. And that's a lot of people. Phones are wildly popular. And Siri's kind of always listening. So if the news gets out that somebody had monitored, you know, real-time conversations, well, that is not allowed.
I'm violated.
Yeah, you're violated, Weez. You should step up.
I am.
I'm sure at some point there will be some settlement email that goes out to users.
I need a free phone.
Please.
I don't think...
Weez, all they would hear is the next show. Oh, Weez is streaming this now. Okay. Oh, he's moved on to that show now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our client in Lancaster is now watching Love is Blind.
Exactly.
This is all the information that they're going to get.
How did you know?
Maybe your drive-thru order.
Right. Something like that.
Think about that. I feel violated.
Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't sound like a lot of money, $95 million in the world of Apple.
When I was trying to, users. I don't know what the rules are going to be with applying for your money. It might mean $100 on your bill. Who knows? Who knows how it plays out? But $95 million lawsuit does not sound like a lot. You're right.
Because you're not an Apple user, you won't appreciate it as much as I appreciated it. But when you texted Happy New Year on an iPhone... Mm-hmm. You got, like, fireworks. It was better than the balloons when you text Happy Birthday. But you can't, like, text Happy New Year, Nick, because then it won't give you the fireworks. You just have to text Happy New Year. And you get, like, pow, pow, pow fireworks.
Like you know emoji? What I mean?
No, like,
Nick said such a nice thing on it on New Year's Eve. I was like...
I did.
Wasn't that
Nick,
sweet?
You were nice, Nick. Oh, I mean, I was like...
Should. Oh, to just me and Weezy said it, just so you guys know. Yeah. He was like, hey, I wouldn't be able to go on without you two in my life. I'm so glad and blessed. And
yep.
All right. Show Weez, I'm texting you right now. Happy New Year. Show Nick.
Okay.
Hold on a second. New Year. Yeah. New Year. There we go. Are you showing Nick?
There. It just came up. Hold on.
All right. But when you open it,
no,
okay.
It actually didn't.
Watch.
It actually didn't. No, maybe because it's not the new
year. You need an update, dude.
You need an update, dude.
Weez is working on iPhone 3.
You know, honestly, this is a SE 2020.
Is it?
I'm not a phone person. I'm sorry. As long as it works.
I really texted you on New Year's?
You did. New Year's Eve.
I don't remember.
You did.
Did I sign it Nick or Casa Amigos?
No, wait. I think it was, you know, now I can't find the text.
Oh.
You know, I saved it. Yeah, you did. Yeah, New Year's Eve you texted us.
All right. Well, just look at that once in a while and think I'm a good guy. There you go.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. That.
No, at least that moment.
Wow, that one moment.
He must have been knee-deep in shots.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:28.
And we just want to say Happy New Year and TGIF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.